Hi guys, I don't normally run ads on this show, but this is the family business, luggagewarehouse.co.za. My dad, my brother, my stepbrother, my uncle have all worked for Luggage Warehouse directly, and I've done freelance brand strategy for them for years now. So it supports the whole family, it supports this show indirectly. So if you're looking for luggage, accessories, handbags and fashion stuff, even you can go to luggagewarehouse.co.za. And there are two products that I want to pull out for you here. Number one being Builder Set, which allows you to create your own combination of large, small, medium, check-in, hand luggage, all that stuff. And it gives you a discount for each additional bag you buy, up to a certain limit, I think. But you can get great discounts on big collections of big luggage. So if you're thinking of immigrating, it's the perfect way to kind of gear up for that. And the second thing I want to pull out is Luggage Glove, which is a protective sleeve that my dad invented. My brother has kind of perfected over the years. It's a thick 3D fabric mesh sleeve that pulls over your luggage and then locks closed. It's got a TSA lock. It's got holes for the handles, so it's quite convenient. It's not like single-use plastic wraps because you don't have to cut open a hole in the plastic to use the handle. You can take it off easily. It's got a combination lock, and it's much more sustainable because you're not just murdering turtles with single-use plastic. But it makes the bag much more difficult to get into, and it protects it from bumps and scrapes. And if you are emigrating, then those are two important things, because you might be carrying actual valuables in your check-in luggage, and because they're going to be heavy and you might be going a long distance, they can pick up some major damage. So Luggage Gloves do a great job of protecting your luggage in the long term. That's it for my pitch. Luggagewarehouse.co.za. There's a link in the show notes.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to South African Expats. This is Jonathan Varnker, producer of the show. This is just a quick episode to update you on the show, what's going on with it, and any future plans. The future of this show is that I'm putting it on ice. I published the first episode of South African Expats on the 17th of July, 2021, and the most recent episode on the 26th of July, 2022. So this little experiment has been running for almost a year now. I've created 30 episodes. I've got about 8,000, just over 8,000 plays, and a subscriber base of just about 100 plus. For those who don't know, I run a podcast production company for brands and thought leaders called Ping. You can find it at pingproductions.net. And I create podcasts for myself and for clients. This show, like my other personal shows, like Visualize This and The Resource Cast, was designed to level up my skills in podcast production and build my portfolio. I feel like that work has now been done. And on a personal level, I am no longer vacillating back and forth about emigration. My wife and I have decided to stay in South Africa for the foreseeable future until either living here becomes untenable or we get to a certain point with our son where there's a watershed moment in his education or his life where the decision we make to stay or leave will most impact his future. So on a professional and a personal level, there aren't as many reasons to carry on this show as there are to make new shows. With that in mind, I will post an update here when I bring a new show into production. I've got a few ideas in my head. I'll let you know over here in case anybody cares. Thank you very much for listening. It's been a lot of work to put together this show, obviously, but I've benefited massively. I've gotten feedback from listeners, and I've met very interesting people and heard interesting stories, and it's just been a fascinating journey for me, and I hope you've gotten some value out of it as well. If you're new to the show and this is the first episode you click on, please do look through the old episodes and have a listen, and I hope you'll find something of value there. As I said, I produce podcasts on behalf of brands and thought leaders, and if you need that kind of service, please get in contact with me. pingproductions.net is the website. jonathanvarnker@gmail.com is the email address, or you can go to jonathanvarnker.com, the website. That's my freelancing, copywriting, and brand strategy website. Varnker is spelled W-A-R-N-C-K-E. I'm pretty easy to find. It's a weird surname. So if you need to talk, if you have any questions, if you have any comments or suggestions, or if you want to work with me, please get in touch. Thanks once again for listening, and best of luck in the future.